This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Ali Noorani. He's the executive director of the National Immigration Forum and the chair of the Reform Immigration for America campaign. We've been getting all different varieties of opinions on the controversial new legislation out of the state of Arizona that is considered now the strongest crackdown against illegal immigration in the country. And Mr. Noorani, thank you very much for being with us.
Oh, thank you very much for having me.
You've described the legislation as anti-immigrant. Explain why you believe this is the wrong way to go.
Well, first of all, this bill does nothing to do, this law, I should say, does nothing to do to make Arizona any safer. An immigrant in Arizona will not have any incentive to call the police if he or she is the victim of a crime. If the immigrant community does not trust the police, Arizona, as a result, is a less safe place. And therefore, the immigrant community is at greater risk of being victims of crimes, being taken advantage of, et cetera, et cetera. So this bill actually undermines the public safety of the state of Arizona.
How close is the cooperation right now between the immigrant community and the police, and I guess and specifically those who might not be here lawfully?
I think it's very, very high. I mean, in a city like Phoenix, who has a great mayor who has been so out in front on this issue and has a great police department who work very closely with the immigrant community, you will see the trust undermined and eroded between the city, the police, and the community. And Phoenix, as a result, is in a heap of trouble. And that's only the fault of Republicans in the state legislature who rammed this thing through.
One of the reasons for this, according to those who supported the bill, is that obviously you have drug wars in Mexico that's spilling across the border, they say. You also have perhaps 500,000 in the state illegally. What's the best way, in your opinion, to solve this problem?
Well, the best thing that needs to be done, and not even the best thing, the only thing that needs to be done, is that Congress needs to act. Congress needs to come together as Republicans and Democrats and fix our immigration system. If they don't get comprehensive immigration reform through, we're going to see the dark shadow of this Arizona law move across the country. And only as a result, the only thing that will happen is that the immigrant community will move further and further away from local law enforcement. And we're all in a much less safe position as a result.
So what should be in the federal legislation to secure the border as well as solve the problems that we've been talking about?
Well, first of all, the federal government needs to require people who are here and undocumented to register with the government, pay their taxes, study English, and then and only then, and I should also say, and get a criminal background check, and then and only then get on a path to citizenship. You require 12 million people to register with the government and go through a criminal background check, then you can have an enforcement system on the border and on in the interior that keeps us safe. What we're doing now, this enforcement-only silliness, is costing us tens of billions of dollars a year, obviously moving the immigrant community further and further away from local law enforcement, and as a result, harming our local economies across the country.
And it doesn't seem to be working either, since the borders are still open. What's, in terms of actually an effective border plan, what do you think would work best?
Well, first of all, we have to reduce the pressure on the border. People, immigrants, want a system that they can go through and not have to go around. So we have to, by fixing the immigration system, you create a visa flow, a visa program, which people can apply for in a reasonable time and move through in a reasonable time, and an employer can go to in a reasonable fashion. That way people are going through a legal immigration system that just frankly does not exist. So with reform, then you can have a border enforcement that secures ports of entry, that puts the proper surveillance technology on the border, that at the end of the day, working with border communities makes our border strong and secure. So we want a strong border. We want a secure border. But you can't have either without a functioning immigration system.
What about the role of Mexico here? What have they been doing that needs to be perhaps done better? What do they need to do that they're not doing? What kind of partnership is required here?
I think Mexico has to share the responsibility here. I think Mexico has to invest in its own economic development. I think it has to invest in its own security along the border. And I think Secretary Clinton, in fact, put it very well in that border security is a shared responsibility. We need to fix our immigration system. The Mexican government needs to invest in its communities along the border so that the ability of the drug trafficker on the Mexican side of the border is eliminated, because the Mexican government is cracking down, and on our side, we're making sure that people who are coming into the country can get through a legal system. At this point, we don't even have a legal immigration system.
In terms of the federal bill you'd like to see passed, would it be similar to the one that was on the table a couple of years ago, supported by the likes of President Bush and the bulk of Democrats and also Senator McCain?
That legislation serves as a very good starting point. There are some things that we'd like to see changed. We did have some concerns with that legislation, but there's no reason at all for Republicans and Democrats not to come to the table and get to work on this. I mean, there's a crisis here. It's a political crisis. It's a moral crisis. It's an economic crisis. And, we elect these guys to get the job done, and they're just not getting the job done right now.
We're talking to Ali Noorani. He's the executive director of the National Immigration Forum and the chair of the Reform Immigration for America campaign. And Mr. Noorani, just a couple minutes left here, so I'd like to go back to where we started, and that's this new law that's been passed in Arizona. It seems like one of the major concerns here in terms of those who are opposed to the legislation is that it's not very well defined what would prompt law enforcement to require documentation. If that were better defined, would this bill be more palatable, or is it just flawed from the get-go?
It's flawed from the get-go. The enforcement of immigration law is a federal matter. Only the federal government understands the complexity of the immigration system. I mean, the immigration system is more complicated than the tax code. It's mind-boggling how complicated it is. So immigration enforcement is a federal issue, and that state and local authorities really should not be wasting their time and resources on. Their job is to keep communities safe. And the fact that this legislation grants the Arizona law enforcement the ability to ask for documentation anybody that they're reasonably suspicious of, what does that mean? I mean, reasonably suspicious. I'm looking out my window. The person across the street, they look reasonably suspicious to me because they're carrying a box of pizza box. Do I ask for their immigration status?
So if it was better defined, say if they pulled them over for a completely separate offense, would that be better? Or because it's a state rather than a federal issue, wrong-headed?
Completely. It is a wrong-headed law on its face, whether it was better defined or less defined. Immigration enforcement is a federal responsibility, and the federal government needs to take action.
And finally, sir, I don't know if you're much in the prediction game, but you said it's vital that the federal level pass legislation this year. Do you think it will happen?
I think it will happen. I think Republicans will come to their senses and realize that this is something that needs to be fixed, and Democrats will realize that they cannot avoid this problem any longer.
Well, it's certainly shaping up to be a major debate over the summer. Sir, thank you very much for your time today.
Great. Thanks so much.
Ali Noorani is the executive director of the National Immigration Forum. He's also the chair for the Reform Immigration for America campaign. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.